Joe Crummy, March 24th. Great to have you by. The president just went on TV and accepted the defeat of the big healthcare plan. He's amazing. You know, it's funny because I want to give you a different perspective on what just happened. In other words, that healthcare bill they were talking about, there never even was a vote. If this is breaking news to you, and the president was just on TV talking about it. Nancy Pelosi has already weighed in on it. Speaker Ryan has weighed in on it. And now Trump, just moments ago. And then the media, of course. This is bad for Trump. He didn't get the deal. The master persuader, the art of the deal guy, the big salesman. It's a rebuke. And the media's, you know, they're digging it, you know. And to me, I see it the opposite. I watched Trump speak, and I went, wow. So here's how it went down. Trump gets on TV, and he said, you know, it's too bad. I thought it was a good bill. Thought it could have been better, but it didn't pass. I think we're going to do tax reform next. And he said, and, you know, we'll double back on this sooner than you think, you know, yada, yada, yada. But when he went into, and he didn't go too deep, but he did say a couple of things I thought was really cool. He said, well, you know what? We couldn't get any Democratic votes. And I knew it was strictly a Republican thing, and you may have too, that if this bill was going to pass, it would strictly be Republican votes, because that's how Obamacare went. There were no Republicans who voted for Obamacare. So now that you have Obamacare Lite, we just assume, yeah, no Democrats are going to vote. All right. And Trump mentioned that and I thought it was really, really smart, because he said, look, we have a party with lots of different factions. I think Speaker Ryan did a great job. He sounds great. But we have a lot of different factions, and we couldn't even get one Democratic vote, not one. And I thought about that, and I go, you know, he's really right. Are you telling me they couldn't get one vote? Two votes, three, four, five votes? Certainly not every, you know, they call it Obamacare Lite. It wasn't that outrageous. I mean, it was definitely sort of a Frankensteinian step back toward free market. But the bill is a big Frankenstein of regulation already. Now it's sort of free market. It's sort of not. It's overregulated, but that's for our own good. You know, it's complicated. Trump was right when he said that. But Trump was incredible, because he goes, okay, you know, we couldn't get any Democratic votes, and that's too bad. And in the meantime, it's imploding. And he said, we're just going to, you know, right? There's not enough pain. He said, you'll come back when you're in a little pain, when there's a little more political pain, and everybody feels it even worse. So, and he kind of blamed it, as you see, on the Democrats. And I think he has. And do you think the media is going to talk about this part? That's true. I mean, he put the blame on not even a few votes. Are you telling me that with Obamacare beginning to implode, and the rap on it is that the companies that are insuring the Obamacare people on the exchanges, they're so overly regulated, and I won't even get into, and won't even begin to try to tell you, I understand exactly how, you know, they make their money and how they get funded. You know, do they get federal money? I'm sure it's complicated. I'm sure the whole damn thing is incredibly complicated. But under the rules the way they are right now, they still can't make the money. And I'll just make it very simple, because they are overregulated. They're told what services they have to offer. They are told how much they can charge, or they're very strictly regulated on what they can charge. They're told what they have to offer, and they have to, take on everybody for a certain amount of cash, and they're not making money, and they don't want to be in the business anymore, so they're dropping out, and this is what's happening to Obamacare. Are you telling me, and I think this is where Trump is really smart, are you telling me that there aren't Democratic people in states around the United States? Right? I mean, these are the people you're going to be looking for if you want to do health care, right? You got to be looking around the United States. If it's true what they say about Obamacare, that it's imploding, and the problem is that you've got states in rural America, wherever they are, where the insurance companies are pulling out and the rates are going sky high and people are freaking out and they can't, and that's an issue now, then you go to those Democratic guys and you go, okay, you in enough pain yet? You want to talk? See, I think that would be just awesome. And I thought Trump was really cool today. He goes, well, we learned a bunch of stuff. And so I'm very impressed with Trump. And so you just watch the media, though, you know, and they're only getting started as we do this recording for you. But I mean, oh, this is bad for Trump, you know, really, really bad. I just think it's really exciting. He'll do tax reform, as I said. What Republican doesn't like tax reform? And they don't really, I don't know how many Democrats they even need on that. He can do plenty of tax reform with Republicans. That's what they do great, right? And the Democrats will hate it. But here's something to watch for. What this means is that any news going forward now about any of these insurance companies, whether it's Aetna or United or Humana, who pulled out, I think, of a number of Obama exchanges in February, anytime any of these companies says, hey, we're out of here, that is political media, and I'm not sure the media is going to want to tell you about those stories. So you should be watching that going forward about how do they handle the news about these companies that are supposedly scaling back. And as time goes on, it's supposed to be worse. It means from now on, Trump has put them on notice that that's a political issue. And I know that the media already understands it too. I just want you to understand that that news about those companies is now on the front burner. And so expect all kinds of political triangulation about any of that news from both sides. In the meantime, I suppose the media will get back to Paul Manafort. And there's some funny news I want to give you about the Russian spy situation with the media. You know, they think that they've got Trump on collusion. This is funny. A couple nights ago on CNN, this was our last podcast, I was talking about the chairman of the House Intel Committee, that's Devin Nunes. And he'd come out and said, hey, I went to the White House today to give the president some information on some of the surveillance that went down. And some of his conversations of his people ended up in places where it wasn't supposed to be. And I was that freaked about it that I came over here to the White House without talking to my Democratic co-members of the panel, but it pissed them off, and I'm sorry, but I went over and I told the president about this stuff, and it added credence, right, to what the president had been talking about, that he had been surveilled on some level, you know, some conversations that he had, or some of his people had been culled from somewhere, right, and then that information shared with somebody, and it ticked off the president. And he's been saying that. I mean, he specifically said Mr. Obama was in the basement of Trump Tower, but everybody knows it's not really what he meant. And he needs to take some crap for that. But even so, he's kind of right in a big sense. It's not that hard to figure this out. It's not that hard to speak Trump. All right. Anyway, so we had that story. That was our last podcast. And it was so funny because that was not a great day for Democrats. And so they pivoted immediately they ignored that story that the president had been somewhat vindicated to a certain extent. And they went right to the Paul Manafort story about collusion. It was amazing. And it was all just speculation. They had nothing, but they had a real story that Nunes had walked out and said, wow, there's evidence here about Trump's stuff being in the wind in Washington when it wasn't supposed to be. This is sort of like, wow, you know, maybe Trump was getting at something. If the media cared a whit about that angle of the story, they could have really had a lot of great airtime that night with it. But it was funny. It was not in there. It did not see it. What was the best way to put this? It did not fit their template, you know, of being anti-Trump. It just, you know, so it just kind of dies on the table, the story. It doesn't fit the template because it makes Trump look good. So they don't have any use for it. Isn't that funny? That's CNN. That's journalism. Oh, well, you know, I mean, I don't mind if, but don't say you're journalism or don't say you're news. You know, say that you're an opinion station, and that, I guess that's okay too. But I mean, I'm an opinion guy. It's great. But I'm, you know, anybody ever calls me a journalist, I go, oh, I don't know about that. But anyway, that's the way it's going to be. And I think Trump was right to call him out and say, hey, no Democrats. We didn't get one vote. You know, why not? The bill looked to me like it was just, as I said earlier, just a Frankenstein of trying to reconcile free market insurance companies, and then everybody gets covered at the same time, and yet we want to limit with the costs. However, that's not the real value. So how do you make up that discrepancy through taxes and all kinds of stuff? I'm speaking very generally here, but it didn't seem like a great bill. And I'm not even sure all the specifics. I've been down the line. CNN was funny this morning on a particular aspect of it. I only bring this up just to have some fun with it, because since the bill is dead now, I don't know whether it makes any sense to bring up a particular. But the way it was handled by CNN, and again, they're my favorite station because they're so nutty. They were talking about, well, the evil Republicans in this Trump care bill want to take away maternity benefits from women, you know, to take away. And how dare they, you know, babies and not, you know, wow, thanks for the coverage, you evil Republicans. It was called some of the essential benefits. That's what they called it. There were supposedly 9 or 10 essential benefits. And one of them was maternity care. Oh, mental health was another one. And what they were really getting at is that under the Obama exchanges, if I buy a policy, I'm also paying for maternity leave, even if I'm a single guy, or if I'm 65 and I'm not about to run, you know, be out knocking up, you know, babes left and right, whatever. Why do I need maternal coverage? And the way it's handled on CNN is that unless it's automatically covered, and unless you automatically make me buy it. That means you don't have it. I mean, it's just the way they were putting it. And then the other guys on CNN were talking about, well, every time a woman gets pregnant, there's usually a man involved. And I'm going, okay, that's the logic behind that one. And Nancy Pelosi was great because she called it a female, being a woman, a pre-existing condition. She was great. Oh, God, that was funny. That being a woman, she's kind of bitching, you know. In a pre-existing condition. So I think Trump is right, though. Blame it on the Democrats and say, you know what, not one vote from you guys. You know, if it's true that these major people, these insurers, are pulling out, then the noose is going to tighten around people. There's going to be a lot more pain. And if I'm Trump, I'm thinking, okay, next time through, let's be looking at some Democrats. Right, so the cool thing is that while the media is thinking, ha-ha, we have Trump's been embarrassed. Loser, right? You see those posts on Facebook. What has Trump accomplished? Nothing. Yeah, that's what they're thinking. Meanwhile, what Trump has done by saying, hey, we need your help, is he's put all the pain that may be coming down the pike here with regard to health care. And he's going to go, hey, Democrats, as Republicans, we fought like cats and dogs, you know, but I got us a ton of votes. And you gave us nothing. You didn't even play at all. So shut up. And now you're feeling some pain, really. All right, let's go talk. I mean, we tried to get something done. You didn't do a damn thing, man. That's what has just happened. Trump did that today. It's pretty slick. This, by the way, is the first podcast. I'm really happy about it. You know, this is actually number 16, just a program note here. But this is our first podcast being delivered as or recorded as a pod, whatever. Search for me in your podcast library. I'm listed as Evil Thoughts Joe Crummy, and there's another Joe Crummy with a podcast too. Check this out. You got it. This is funny. If you search, there's a preacher who's also known as Joe Crummy, and I believe he's in Canada, this guy, and he has a bunch of podcasts as Joe Crummy too, except he's talking about God and this and that, and that's all good. You know, hey, you know, we love God, you know. And then there's another Joe Crummy, and his blog is Evil Thoughts. Isn't that great? I wonder whether he's going to get hip to this. Somebody come to the good pastor and go, hey, did you do this thing about evil thoughts? What's the deal? Or, you know, check it out in the podcast directory. I think it's a riot. Joe Crummy, also on Facebook, and follow me on Instagram as Crummy Joe. Turn up the music.